Antoinette, LaRue, Richard. Antoinette came into the world February 18, 1897, in Jackfish Lake, Northwest Territories. She grew up on her parents' ranch and received her education in a little country school in Jackfish. In her later teens, she went to work for her oldest sister, Alma Allen, in Delmas, Saskatchewan. While there, she met Arthur, Archie, Richard. He was born on October 31, 1886, in Traverse City, Michigan, where he was raised and received his education. His parents moved to Delmas in 1910, where they purchased a farm. Archie soon started working as a section laborer for the CNR, later becoming foreman. Archie and Antoinette were married on July 25, 1916. They raised 9 children, all of whom received most of their education in Delmas. Laurent and Conrad attended College St. John in Edmonton, Alberta for a few years. Archie and Antoinette were both hard workers. He hardly ever missed a day's work on the railroad. Regardless of the weather, he was there 6 days a week, hardly ever taking any holidays. Tony, as Archie called her, was a very devoted mother and wife. She enjoyed gardening, sewing, and knitting. She was a very good homemaker, and besides caring for her family, she was always ready to help out others in need. She fed many a transient who came to our door in the 1930s, many of whom rode the boxcars in search of work. Archie loved sports, being interested in baseball and hockey. He loved to whistle and was a good skater in his younger years. Both of them loved music. Their daughter, Bernadette, started taking piano lessons at age 12, then 5 of the other children in the family took lessons from her. Mother must have had to be very patient to listen to all that practicing. There were many happy times through the years. What a scene when Dad got our first car, and again, when we got our first radio. Dad's favorite programs were Hockey Night in Canada and The Major Bowes Show. Getting electricity later on was a dream come true. We had many enjoyable sing-songs in our youth, along with duets, etc. Our home, though not large, was often a gathering place for young folks. Antoinette was a member of the Ladies of Sainte Anne, and Archie belonged to the Knights of Columbus. He retired from the railroad in July 1950 after being foreman there for 43 years. They moved to St. Paul, Alberta, enjoying their retirement for several years. The saddest time in our lives was when Lorraine passed away on April 23, 1960, at the age of 29, after giving birth to their daughter, Renee. She was sadly missed by all. Archie passed away May 7, 1965, and Antoinette on January 25, 1973. We all have fond memories of Mom and Dad, who were a great inspiration to all the family.